Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian says the Bahraini regime is leading the country into a dark future. Amir Abdollahian described the detention of leading opposition figure Sheikh Ali Salman as an obvious suppression of Bahraini's people's rights. And the UNESCO chief has demanded an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council. Comes after the release of an ISIL video which shows a terrorist breaking into an Iraqi museum and smashing ancient artifacts. The UNESCO chief believes the attack is far more than a cultural tragedy and fuels violent extremism. Human Rights Watch says Kurdish forces have prevented Arabs who were displaced by ISIL in northern Iraq from returning to their homes. And the disputed areas are part of territory Kurdish forces recaptured from terrorists. Now, the Kurdistan Regional Government seeks to attach those regions to Kurdish-controlled provinces. The Bahraini regime has summoned a prominent rights defender, Nabil Rajab, for inciting hatred against the ruling Al Khalifa dynasty only months after he served a two-year term in prison. Rajab says it's very possible for the regime forces to raid his home at any moment. The EU paymaster Germany says it is not convinced about the credibility of the Greek plans to return its loans to its international lenders. German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble expressed the concern to Parliament meeting 2 days after Athens managed to extend its EU bailout by 4 months. U.S. House Speaker John Boehner says the upcoming speech by the Israeli Prime Minister on Iran's nuclear program would have no destructive effect on Washington-Tel Aviv ties. Boehner claimed that the American people and both parties in Congress have always stood with Israel and that nothing can get in the way. And Mexican people have once again taken to the streets of Mexico City to mark 5 months since the 43 college students went missing in the southwestern state of Guerrero back in September. Protesters asked the government to determine the fate of the missing students.